Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, what's cracking, everybody? Welcome to episode number 60 of the Private Labeler Show. Hopefully you're having a great day. I know I am. Recently just got back from the FeedVisor Seller Summit in Orlando, Florida, down there for an event. Got to network with some Amazon sellers, some big-time sellers, things like that. So it's always nice to be able to get out and kind of rub shoulders with like-minded people and learn some skills, some new things and new tips, tricks, things like that to take back to the Amazon business. So I decided I would cut a quick podcast here. I did have a few questions or a question from a listener come in of the podcast that I'm going to play for you in just a second, and I'm going to give you my answer on that. So if you guys want a question of yours answered on a future podcast episode, just go to privatelabelershow.com/ask and submit me a voice question. Try to keep it short and sweet. Try to give me your name. And if it's cool, if it's a good question, I'll do my best to answer it on a future podcast episode. So privatelabelershow.com/ask and fire away with your questions. So let's jump right into the question that we got here.
Hi, Nick. Just started listening to your first episode having to do with Donald Trump, and it's I know it's your opinion. It's great advice. My question has to do with what type of business do I start my FBA app as? Individual person, an LLC, some kind of corporation? Any advice regarding that? And do I need to set that up before I start looking for products and launching? Hey, thanks.
Hey, Alan, thanks a million for taking the time to post the question. Greatly appreciate that. And for anybody that had a hard time understanding it, I apologize. It came out kind of in a glitch. It was super fast, so I apologize for that. I don't know why that happened, but it is what it is. Blame it on computers, right, or technology or whatever. So anyways, question essentially is around Seller Central. And when you set up the account or setting up your Seller Central account, you're at one point given some options as far as how do you want to set your account up. Do you want to set it up as an individual, sole proprietor, or an LLC or corporation? So anything that I tell you kind of going forward is just, again, my opinion. It's just general guidance. It's blanket statement stuff. It is in no way going to qualify for every last person listening to this. If you have some sort of a special need or situation, you probably already know about it, but I'm not giving expert advice here in terms of your tax situations or stuff like that. So obviously you understand that, but I just wanted to say it. So when you're first getting started, in my opinion, if you don't already have an LLC or corporation or needs for that stuff for your current business situations, don't worry about it. You can set up your Seller Central account as an individual or sole proprietor, whatever the heck it is. You don't need any sort of special business license or anything like that. Just get started. So a lot of people, when they get to this point, when they're setting that up, they kind of freeze and they go, geez, do I maybe need an LLC? And they start thinking, and then they start doing research. And then 3 weeks later, they still haven't made a decision on, you know, if they want to set an LLC up or not. And they still haven't even set up their darn Seller Central account. So it just kind of bogs a lot of people down. So my advice is just set it up as an individual or sole proprietor, whatever it is, slotted right off the bat. And you can always change it later. Okay. So if down the road you do get an LLC, you can always flip it and change it over. And that's kind of what I would advise people to do if they don't already have that LLC set up in advance. So my personal situation, when I set up my Seller Central account, I set it up as an individual or whatever that was. And I believe that just requires you to file your Social Security number for the tax purposes within Amazon. And down the road, I wanted to switch it over to my LLC that I had created. So it didn't take me very long at all to get that switched over. So I just went back into Seller Central, switched it over to my LLC that I wanted to use for everything. And it was easy peasy, no problem. So hopefully that answers your question, Alan. So just get started, man. Just go. And if you have some sort of a special need or situation for your business or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, then you may want to take a harder look at things. But if you're just kind of like testing the waters, you want to launch a product and kind of get started with this whole FBA private label game, by all means, just get started, get that account set up, and bombs away. And you can always get the LLC later or the corporation or whatever it is that you want to file as or set your business up as. So the LLC in most states, in case you guys are not familiar, are very easy to set up in most cases. You don't even need to go through LegalZoom or anything like that. I think it's a little overpriced, to be honest. In my state, as an example, it took me a matter of minutes just to go on my state's website and file for an LLC. And it was very inexpensive to do. Each state is going to be a little bit different on how much it costs, what type of processes they probably put you through. Most are pretty easy to file to create an LLC for your business. So, and as far as corporation, I am not there yet. I don't have any specific needs for that at this point. Maybe in the near future, but most people kind of progress to individual to LLC in their business models. I know for Amazon and stuff like that. And yeah, that's really about it. So there's not a ton of perks really to having an LLC. It's just kind of nice to say that you have one. There are some general protections around your protecting your business, kind of creating like essentially a wall or whatever between your personal and your business assets and things like that. So it's kind of a gray area, though, from what I hear and talking to people. It's not really all it's cracked up to be. It doesn't give you as much protection as you would kind of think. It's just kind of nice to have. But what I have found is that having an LLC is cool in terms of like setting up business banking accounts and things like that. You get some special perks that way. So you can create, go down to your bank or wherever you bank at, and they probably have some business savings and checking programs that you could take advantage of that might give you some additional perks that are kind of cool. And if you're into the whole rewards credit card game like I am, having a business LLC type credit or having a business credit card, you do get some crazy perks, as an example, compared to people that just have, you know, these personal credit cards and things like that. So there are a few advantages to having that LLC, not 100% required at all. But if you do want to make a go at this Amazon business, you're building a brand, you're building a company, at some point, yeah, you're probably going to want to get the right type of setup for your needs, whether that be LLC, some sort of corporation. There's various degrees different types of accounts that you could set up, or business entities, if you will. So check that out appropriately, but by all means, just get started, guys. Just absolutely get started and get that Seller Central account created, rock and rolling, and worry about the rest later. So hopefully that answers your question. And if you do have further questions on this matter, or you'd like to take it a little bit further, then join us in our Facebook group at privatelabelershow.com/FB. Or just use your fancy little search bar in Facebook and find us that way. So that about does it, guys. Again, if you got, if you want to have your question answered on a future show, go to privatelabelershow.com/ask and leave your voice question. So talk to you guys later. Bye.